And a good morning. Sports time here on KATE from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Worm. Let's start with volleyball scores from last night. Section 1A play-in game. The number 14 seed Glenville Emmons. They beat the number 19 seed Minnesota State Academy of the Deaf 3-0. So the Wolverines are moving on. They're going to travel to the third seed Kenyon Wanamingo on Thursday night for a quarterfinal matchup. Again, Glenville Emmons wins their playoff game 3-0. Section 2A cell subsection play-in game. The number 8 seed United Cell Central. They beat the number 9 seed Martin County West 3-1. Rebels dropped the first set 21-25. They came back and won the next three 25-21, 25-20, and 25-21. USC will now travel to top-seeded Alden Conger coming up on Thursday for a subsection quarterfinal matchup. So a couple of local teams meeting up on Thursday. Again, USC beat Martin County West 3-1. Section 2A Region 6 semifinals in Iowa. Lake Mills' tremendous season comes to an end last night. They get beat by 9th-ranked Osage 3-0, 25-12, 26-24, and 25-10. Bulldogs wrap up the season with a 33-5 record. But again, Osage beats them in the semifinals 3-0. In football tonight, playoff action around the state of Minnesota. All these games start at 7, and they're all section quarterfinals. Let's start with the game we'll have for you right here on Kate. Section 1, 4A, the number 6 seed Albert Lee is at the number 3 seed Winona. Myself and my dad, Mark Worm, will be on the call for you tonight from Winona, Tigers and Windhawks, right here on Kate. Section 2A, the number 8 seed Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, they're going to be at the top seed Mare Lutheran, and the number 4 seed United South Central, they're going to host the number 5 seed New Ulm Cathedral. And also tonight, Section 2A, the number 5 seed New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're at the number 4 seed St. Clair, Loyola. Brandon Ingram scored 27 points. New Orleans Pelicans snapped a 3-game season-opening losing streak, and our Timberwolves are no longer unbeaten. The Pelicans beat Minnesota 107-98. T-Wolves fall to 2-1. They're going to be at Milwaukee coming up tomorrow night. The Minnesota Wild are back in action. The Wild 4-1 on the season after that loss to Nashville on Sunday. They're going to be in Vancouver. That game tonight will start at 9. Carly Lloyd is retiring from soccer after a decorated career that includes 2 women's World Cup titles and a pair of Olympic gold medals. She'll say goodbye when the U.S. team takes the field tonight against South Korea in St. Paul. Now, Lloyd ranks 2nd in the world for most ever international appearances, playing in 315 career games. She has scored 134 goals with the U.S. That's 3rd most in the history of the women's team. Well, it's game 1 of the World Series tonight. Should be a great fall classic in Houston as the Houston Astros take on the Atlanta Braves. Charlie Morton on the mound for Atlanta tonight. Framber Valdez will go for Houston. First pitch in Houston is at 7:09. Brian Johnson kicked a 33-yard field goal with 1:56 remaining in his NFL debut. And the New Orleans Saints, they capitalized on a series of Seattle mistakes for a 13-10 win over the Seahawks. Now, Alvin Kamara carried the load for New Orleans, and Jameis Winston made a handful of plays when needed. Well, the Saints, they escaped Seattle thanks largely to a series of blunders by the home team. Seattle was flagged for 2 crucial penalties on New Orleans' deciding drive. The Seahawks lost their 3rd straight game for the first time since 2011 and fell to 0-3 at home. Again, New Orleans beat Seattle in Monday Night Football 13-10. Chicago Bears coach Matt Nagy says he has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, Nagy, who is vaccinated, announced the result during a Zoom call Monday, minutes after his usual in-person session was switched. He said from his car that he was feeling pretty good. Now, special teams coordinator Chris Tabor will run meetings that Nagy cannot conduct virtually. And league rules say vaccinated individuals who are asymptomatic can return to the practice facility once they have 2 consecutive negative PCR tests taken at least 24 hours apart. If they are symptomatic, they need 2 negative tests taken at least 24 hours apart and must be symptom-free for 48 hours. The Green Bay Packers likely will have to face the unbeaten Arizona Cardinals without 2020 All-Pro receiver Davante Adams and defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Now, general manager Brian Gutekunst announced Monday that the team has placed Adams on the reserve COVID-19 list. The announcement came just an hour after coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that Barry had tested positive. A person with direct knowledge of the diagnosis says an MRI confirmed that New York Jets rookie quarterback Zach Wilson has a sprained posterior cruciate ligament in his right knee and will be sidelined at least 2 weeks. Now, Wilson was injured in the second quarter of New York's 54-13 loss to New England on Sunday. Seattle Mariners legend Ken Griffey Jr. is joining the team's ownership group. The team announced Griffey has purchased a stake in the club that drafted him back in 1987 and watched him grow into a Hall of Famer. Now, Griffey spent the first 11 seasons of his career with the Mariners and returned in 2009 for part of two more seasons in Seattle. Now, he's held the role of special consultant to the franchise, but is the first former player to become a part owner of the Seattle franchise. And a federal judge has dismissed more of the unsettled lawsuits filed by men who said Ohio State University officials failed to stop decades-old sexual abuse by now-deceased team doctor Richard Strauss. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Watson's rulings on Monday were not much of a surprise because he previously dismissed related cases for the same reasons. In the rulings, Watson acknowledged that Strauss abused hundreds of young men while Ohio State officials turned a blind eye, but he ruled the legal window for such claims has passed. Now, lawyers for the plaintiffs plan appeals. OSU has apologized publicly and previously announced settlements with some of the other survivors. And that's Check of Sports. Again, we do have a Tiger football coming your way tonight. Albert Lea on the road at Winona. Section quarterfinals, you win, you move on, you lose, and your season comes to an end. Pre-game around 6:45. We'll have your kickoff at 7. And that's Check of Sports. From the American Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.